Sure, why not? A little Brandenburg Concerto for your Wednesday morning. It's of course, my brother's bar, which plays classical music. Our guest, retired optometrist Dr. Dave Newman, co-owner of My Brother's Bar with his wife, Paula. Yeah, we're talking the classic place at 15th and Platt, My Brother's Bar. So thanks for the background note, Dave. We've got this note from historian Tom Noel that tracks its founding as the Highland House in 1873, Schlitz Brewing Company, Paul's Place, Whitey's Restaurant and Platt Bar when Jim and Angela Caragas from Detroit bought it in 1970. And now, the Newmans.
Yeah, you got that right. I guess my job is done. You got the whole history there, Steve. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, that makes, let's see, 1873, math, quick, carry the one. It's a big anniversary here.
Yeah, 150 years in the same location. Oldest continuously serving bar in Denver.
I always want to ask, so what did they do during Prohibition? What was the plan?
No one knows for sure. Yeah, I'm sure it was root beer. Root beer, sarsaparilla, and soda.
Man, with 150 years, you've got a really storied place. I want to just check a couple of these stories that we've dug up. The beat writer Neil Cassidy was, of course, a ne'er-do-well and kind of a juvenile delinquent. Apparently ran up a $3 or $4 tab and asked somebody to pay it.
Yeah, that's right. He wanted to. Well, he sent a letter to. He was a counselor over there at East High School, and he wanted to have him pay the tab. His Neil's brother was a bartender, he kind of let him run up a tab. So while he was in the Colorado State Reformatory, he sent a letter, and which became kind of famous because of that.
Tabs, I guess, for a neighborhood bar are kind of the thing, but it's kind of hard to do these days.
Yeah,
you got a lot of people to take care of.
That's for sure. Yeah, I can't imagine running up a tab with anybody.
Can you spot me? I get paid on Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Dave. I get paid on Tuesday, man. It's good.
All right. Well, okay. We'll talk about it.
The story of My Brother's Bar. How did that name? And by the way, My Brother's Bar, you being a guest here today, was an absolute coincidence with it being National Brother's Day.
All right. Oh, yeah. Very coincidental.
It just happened cosmically.
Yeah.
So how did the name
So what happened when Jim and Angelo came out from Detroit back in 1970, it was very, very a small operation, as you can imagine, and one would be behind the bar, one would be in the kitchen cooking. Whenever there was a vendor to come by to collect their money, they said, "Don't look at me, it's my brother's bar."
and there it is. Why classical music? Man, we're in a hip-hop age.
Yeah.
But that's the soundtrack when you go into My Brother's Bar at 15th and Platt.
That's exactly right. Well, one of the early bartenders was a DJ at KUVO. Nope. Or not KUV, KC,
KVOD.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Charlie.
So he would come on a shift and turn the radio to classical music, and basically it just stuck.
It stuck. Yeah. The other thing about the ambiance there is there are no TVs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that, man, in a sports town like Denver?
Yeah, right. It's it's kind of one of those things that we're holding on to from tradition, and we really haven't lost any traffic because, well, I guess we have lost a few people that would walk in the door, ask if they can watch the game. No TV, so they'll walk out, but I invite them back to when they just want a hamburger.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just one of those kind of places we promote conversation and congeniality.
That might make you guys alone in that crew. I mean, I can't think of any other bar that doesn't have a TV.
It's pretty rare, that's for sure.
It's a great atmosphere, though. Also, traditions. What's the Girl Scout cookie connection?
So, when Jim went back in the early days, his daughter was a Girl Scout, and he would help the Girl Scouts by buying hundreds of cases of cookies.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know if she set any records, I would imagine, but I'm sure she was one of the high sellers because of her dad buying all kinds. And we just kept up that tradition, and we do it every year.
That's awesome.
Dave Newman is a proprietor with his wife of My Brother's Bar. Talking about classical music, no TV. As a restaurateur, what's your policy or approach to this constant interruption here in our pockets called a cell phone? it can really like interrupt the vibe. I mean,
yeah.
Basic etiquette. It's like, don't take a call at the table. Just don't do that.
Yeah, it's, you know, my wife is, as I say, she used to be a server. Now she's a manager, but she used to be a server, and people would be on their phones, and she would just say, I'll be back when you're done. Yeah, it is. It's kind of annoying, and it's just the state of life at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we can't control how they're going to use their phones.
All right, now describe how you have come to be noted as one of the best burgers in Denver. How do you serve burgers? What's the deal there?
You know, I don't have any answers to that. It's just one of those kind of things that we kind of took it over in 2017, and we haven't made any changes in the recipes. It's become a real popular place for burgers, both steer and bison.
Yeah.
And it was just the formula and recipe that we took over from Jim Carriga's.
The bison burgers, for my money, among the best in town, just absolutely. But you serve them plain, like straight neat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you can get the JCB, the jalapeno cream cheese burger, which is a specialty of my brother's
Ooh.
Bar.
I Ooh. Had that one. That one was really good.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And then your basic burger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese. You can pretty much create your own burger. And then with our condiment caddy, you can add pickles and onions and...
Oh, that's what you call it. It's a...
Yeah, a condiment caddy.
Okay. Yeah. So it comes there, and then you dress it up yourself the way you want to
exactly.
The way you want to do it.
Exactly. No two burgers are going to be alike.
Not as good as mine. It's Dave Newman from My Brother's Bar. We've been wanting to get you by here for a while, man. And good to have you as a part of the community. How do you... I mean, first of all, kudos for surviving... since the before times, those couple of years in there were pretty dicey for every restaurant on the planet.
Yeah, pretty rough. We made it through, and thanks to the domes that we had, we were part of a television show called Restaurant Recovery, and Raisin Cane's were nice enough to help us out through the winter months of 2020.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of sounds like the music community, the restaurant community is as tough as it is. And I mean, there's tough competition. You actually kind of got together and helped out.
Yeah, they were producing a TV show, helping out restaurants across the country. And My Brother's Bar was one of the restaurants that they picked for that production. And they put up some nice individual domes, nice tent that we had out there.
Yeah.
And we were able to get through serving people outdoors and isolated.
They're at 15th and Platt. It's My Brother's Bar. Not that you need to do anything whiz bang. Any big plans, any big announcements for what's coming up? And if not, kudos for doing the same thing, the same great way, for a long time.
Yeah, we don't have any plans other than try to figure out what we're going to do to celebrate 150 years in the same location. But we don't have any plans that I can announce at this point.
Well, we'll keep you close. Make sure you let us know what's coming for 150 years in the same place.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have you found all the bodies that are buried there?
Not quite.
Okay.
They're still looking.
They got old brick. They got the old wood. The original wood is in there.
Yep.
The bar is
the bar. The original bar.
I love the
original floors.
I love the way the bartenders keep those bars clean and shiny.
It's pristine.
I mean, constantly wiping it down. A good bartender's wiping down that bar.
Yeah, keep it ready for the next customer.
Dave Newman from My Brother's Bar. And great to have you in Denver, man. Thanks for dropping by.
Hey, so much. Appreciate the opportunity and invitation. Thanks, Abby and Steve.
Of course.
The website is mybrothersbar.com, 15th and Platt. Pretty much drop the mic. That's the way it's done.
Mm.
Neighborhood, right?